This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coverage of the shooting in Colorado, and then, of course, the liberal supremacist Democrat response. Looking into what I was going to cover next, and that was the issue of globalism and the global government, and it hits me as I'm looking at the stack of news dealing with the global government and some of the geopolitical news stories on my desk. It just hit me, and it's so obvious. But we have to remember this. Almost everything politically, policy-wise, that comes from the Democrat Party is just a feeder into the World Economic Forum, into the one world government. And so that's what really needs to be understood. And that's what's so upsetting, because all these Democrat policies are all disingenuous. They don't really mean any of it. It's not based in logic, reasoning, or even law. Basic common sense. But okay, why, when you realize it, if Democrat Party policy is just a feeder into the World Economic Forum, just a feeder into the global government, okay, so let's apply that to what they're doing with gun legislation and what they want with gun confiscation, and then does it hit you? Then do you see the clear picture here? Do you see the bigger picture? Do you see the 10,000-foot view now? Folks, they can't have their global government with 300 million armed Americans. That ain't going to work. So, yes, of course the Democrats are trying to disarm you. Of course they're trying to chip away at the Second Amendment. And I think even they probably realize it's all a pipe dream, and that it's never really going to happen, but they have to do it because they are World Economic Forum stooges and they are globalists. So yes, of course, they have to disarm the American people in order to get their global world government. You can't have an armed civilization. You can't have America. You can't have a free people. So of course, they're going to use any and every opportunity to convince you to turn your firearms in. And of course, they're going to use it when we feel like we're at our most vulnerable, where a school gets shot, or a nightclub gets shot, or a movie theater gets shot. And of course, they always want to tie it into the politics of being gay, or the politics of whatever. Oh, you feel even worse because it's a gay club. And so it's even worse that it's a gay club, see? Oh. And so that's what they do. But it's really important, because we can never forget that, folks. We're going to be dealing with an extremely heated presidential election cycle in the next 2 years. And we're going to be extremely distracted with all the developments domestically. But it's always important to remember what really lurks behind the Democrats and what really lurks behind the Republican establishment, that is the right leg of the Democrat Party, of the larger body politic that is the World Economic Forum, that is Klaus Schwab, that is the Great Reset, that is the global government. And people need to understand that, especially dealing with all of these domestic political issues and policies that might not make sense. I mean, nobody should understand why the Democrats want to disarm you. That should confuse everybody. You, a law-abiding citizen, has your Second Amendment violated because a known criminal, a deranged lunatic who already was on FBI watch list for bombings and arrested for bombings, and he goes out and shoots a gay nightclub, and now you have to turn your gun in, and now you have to be a good slave? That shouldn't make sense to anybody until you realize what's really behind it. The global world government, in which you, the citizen, can no longer be free. It's really not that difficult. Is a slave allowed to have a firearm? No. Last time I checked, slaves are not allowed to have weapons, and so why should you, good slave? You getting it yet? Do you really think slavery as a concept just goes away? No, people still want to enslave.
We always have our biggest sales of the year in November and December. And 2022 is no different. But now as we reach the midway point in the month of November, it's very important to understand that we have almost all of our great InfoWars Live products in stock. But most of them are very close to selling out. We won't get more for several months, if longer. Some will take 3-4 months to get back in. We're talking about DNA Force Plus. We're talking about X3, from a Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Super Mel Vitality. The list goes on and on. But despite the fact that they're all selling out, I want to pass these savings on to you, and we need funds in to continue operating. So this is a year-end blowout sale. 2023 will be here before we know it. So do your Christmas shopping early. Support the InfoWar. Boost your immune system and your overall well-being at InfoWarStore.com with the up to 60% off sale with promo code 1776 at checkout. Get these great products while you still can and support the InfoWar. Thank you.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to move on from this issue, but just quickly here, it's frustrating. I don't want to belabor this too much. Alex Jones already covered it in the first hour as we enter the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. But it's frustrating when Elon Musk says, okay, I'm going to make sure Alex Jones is still banned on Twitter because I have no mercy for anyone who would use the deaths of children for gain, politics, or fame. So I guess Elon Musk is really, I mean, he is really feeling good about himself these days, isn't he? And so, because, you know, he's the one that should be doling out mercy. I guess that's how the position he views himself in as the owner of Twitter now. Okay, so, but by this logic, Elon, anyone who would use the deaths of children for politics, those are your own words, that's your own quote here, Elon, I have no mercy for anyone who would use the deaths of children for politics. Okay, you know that's not just Alex Jones, right? Right, Elon? Come on, Elon. 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 Who uses the deaths of kids for politics? Elon. Elon. And then, I mean, wouldn't you say if that you know, politics is then used for gain and fame? So, I mean, technically, if you're using the deaths of children for politics, also gain and fame follows. So, Elon, I know quite a few individuals that use the death of children for politics, Elon. But somehow I feel like those individuals are not going to be, or should I say, they will have mercy. It's Elon Musk words here. So I guess they'll have mercy, but not Alex Jones. He gets no mercy. Even though by your own logic here, Elon, anyone who uses the death of children for politics has none of your mercy, but somehow I know AOC is still on there. Somehow I know David Hogg is still on there. Somehow I know every Democrat who's tried to take away your guns after a shooting, specifically a school shooting that involves children. I'd say they use the deaths of children for politics and therefore gain and fame. Wouldn't you, Elon? Wouldn't you? Of course, Elon. Of course. But you're not going to ban those Democrats, are you? You're not going to censor David Hogg, are you, Elon? No, just Alex Jones, isn't it? Just Alex Jones. Well, it's too bad for Elon because he's really exposed himself in this way. But that's fine. That's fine. He can make his own decisions. He's a big boy. Now, before I get into the larger geopolitical news, folks, remember, this sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com is about as big as it gets, and I don't know if we've ever done anything like this before. So not only do we have up to 60% off top-selling products, we do deep discounts, But not only do we have that, plus the double Patriot points. All right, we do the double Patriot points that you can apply towards future purchases. But this is a new one. Free gift with every order. And I just so happened to be on the phone listening to Alex Jones giving out the order here. And he specifically said, hey, we want these gifts going out to be nice. We want these to be nice gifts that people are going to love. Free items. The gift is going to be chosen at random. It could be a nice InfoWars koozie, a flag, sunglasses, coasters, the RFID protection, and more. That's part of your free gift. Free gift with every order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So you're on there making sure you've got the toothpaste, the Super Coral whitening toothpaste. You get a free gift. You're on there. You wanted to try out the bodies, see what all the 5-star reviews are about. You get a free gift. You wanted to get the elite flagship product, DNA Force Plus, 50% off, free gift. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, as you know, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. We hope you'll take advantage of these free gifts right now by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, you know, here's the message. This is Ron DeSantis, and this is the message right here. This is the path to victory. This is the basic stance that needs to be applied for any of our elected politicians here in America, and it's Ron DeSantis in clip 18.
I want to have the values not of Davos imposed on us, but of places like Destin and Dunedin, where I grew up. Things like the World Economic Forum, those policies are dead on arrival in the state of Florida. We are not going to go down that road.
Yes, cheering roar of a standing ovation. I'm hearing it right now. Now, he's doing government business in a government building, so you don't really get that. But did you hear it? I heard it. I heard it. I heard all of America standing up, cheering, roaring, a raucous applause. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. That needs to be, really, if the Republicans were smart, and the current leadership is not, they're globalists. Mitch McConnell's a globalist. Ronald McDaniel's a globalist. Because if they were smart, that's the exact rhetoric they would be telling every single one of their candidates to be injecting into their speeches, into their policies, all of it. We reject globalism. We reject the World Economic Forum. We reject the Great Reset. We reject Klaus Schwab. We reject Davos. Dead on arrival. Only Ron DeSantis, though. And you think the Republicans would be smart enough because they want to pretend they're behind DeSantis, which is all just a gimmick, I think. Yes, the Republican establishment is trying to get DeSantis to run against Trump. But I don't think that's because they're pro-DeSantis. I think that's because they're anti-Trump. And they just look at DeSantis as the next guy up in the depth chart as an extremely popular governor right now. But you'd think maybe they would listen to a speech like that from DeSantis and then apply that party-wide, but they won't. And we all know why. And then here's the other side of that spectrum. Here is Macron over the weekend saying the exact opposite, that no, we need the global government in clip 19.
Trying to become more and more nervous. If they become very nervous and start war, it will be a big problem for the rest of the jungle. You need cooperation of a lot of other animals.
Because we're all animals.
Tigers, monkeys, and so on. Are you on the US or the Chinese side? Because now, progressively, a lot of people would like to see that there are two orders in this world. This is a huge mistake. Even for both the U.S. and China, we need a single global order.
There you go, a single global order, a one world government, a new world order, and they all brag about it, they all tell you about it, they're all part of the World Economic Forum now. They all do the Davos meetings, the Bilderberg meetings, and it's just all right out there in front of you. I mean, does that even sound appetizing? Does that even sound good to you? A single world order, a global government? I mean, obviously, you understand that means the end of freedom. They're not talking about freedom because that's not global order. You understand that, right? You understand that nothing implied there involves freedom, whereas everything implied by Ron DeSantis is freedom. Well, geez, why can't you have the Chinese way and the U.S. way exist together at the same time? Well, because the U.S. way is freedom and the Chinese way is communism. You see, yeah, that doesn't work. So which one is going to have to give? What is going to have to give, Macron? What is going to have to give for your one world order? What is going to have to give for the global government? Do you think it's going to be communism or do you think it's going to be freedom? Which one do you think the World Economic Forum leaders expect you, the citizen of Earth, to sacrifice? The beautiful successes of communism or the human desires of freedom? Which one do you think will be sacrificed at the altar of the World Economic
Forum? Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Geopolitical news now, dealing with Russia and Brazil, and all tying it into the global government that Macron and others brag about. Macron really wants to be, he really wants to be the butt plug of the New World Order. He likes going up and making big speeches about how much he wants to crush freedom and absorb all countries into the world government. He and Trudeau, I think, are kind of really the two that are trying to prove themselves worthy to be the first, you know, president of the World Economic Forum or whatever it is they think is going to happen. It looks like Macron and Trudeau really look at themselves as that future, as that demon. But let's just quickly look at what's going on in Ukraine, and I'm going to try to lay it out quickly for you here so that you understand. Ukrainians shoot 11 Russian prisoners of war in cold blood. And the videos are circulating the internet. They're confirmed by the New York Times. And so, it's not to, I mean, this is the story in the news, but here's the real story. The Russians and the Ukrainians are in a civil war. That's what this is. This is a civil war in Russia and Ukraine. And the West's involvement and interest is based on a few illegitimate things and then one legitimate thing. And the illegitimate things are Ukraine has been a massive hive of criminality and money laundering for decades by the West. Well covered, well tied into the Bidens and the Pelosis and everybody else. And now the FTX scandals may blow some of it wide open. And then there's the issue of having Ukraine as kind of a, like just asking Russia to bully Ukraine so that NATO and the West can have that excuse to continue the demonization of the Russian boogeyman and then have their proxy groups operating in those regions, which then ties back into the money laundering and the weapons laundering and everything else. So you've got the West proxy groups out there, and then you've got the West money laundering crimes out there. Okay, and so these are the illegitimate reasons why the U.S. is so interested in Ukraine. The legitimate reason is true that Crimea, access to the Black Sea, that is a very important region. That is a very important region for resources. And it's a very important region for trade. And that's why Russia took it and has it now. So that's why the West has such interest in that region. Now, the region is much more important to Russia than it should be for the United States for obvious reasons. But again, the crimes, the proxy groups, and then control of that region, important to the West. But okay, so what's going on? Russia, I don't know how to properly put this, because it's to try to cover it, you first have to tear down all the propaganda and you have to tear down all the lies that the mainstream media, the Western media, the American media has told you. And it's just a reminder of how corrupt and inept and pathetic the American media really is. I mean, it is just an abomination. But I'd have to spend 30 minutes to an hour trying to tear all that false information down. So instead, let me just try to put it to you like this. Let me just try to put it to you in real layman's terms, human terms. Ukraine and Russia are in a civil war. And Russia is taking major deaths, major defeats at times. Overall, they're winning, and overall, they've accomplished their agenda, but they didn't want to see tens of thousands dead. They didn't want to see all the damage done to infrastructure, most of it actually done by Ukraine missiles provided by the West. And they don't like seeing their prisoners of war get shot and raped and have their genitals cut off and torture videos. And this has all been going on by Ukrainians this year. And so they don't like that. And so you need to understand that the only reason any of that is happening is because of the West backing Ukraine. Ukraine would not have any of this. They would not have the weapons, they would not have the support, they would not have the confidence to be committing these war crimes and these heinous crimes against Russians, against Ukrainians, against their own people, against innocent people. They wouldn't have any of the confidence to do any of this if they weren't getting supported by the West, by the United States of America. And Russia knows that. Russia knows that, and the rest of the world knows that. Even the NATO allies and the European countries who have mostly balked at the civil war between Russia and Ukraine know that. And so the great irony is that it's been the left in recent history, it's been the left in modern America that has stood against wars, and it's been the left as recent as the Bush years to be against America imperialism or expansionism or whatever else they want to call it. And then Obama came around and launched more wars than Bush, and so I guess that's why liberals shut their mouths about it all of a sudden and love war now. I mean, that's how much Obama had them under mind control. The slick talking Mac Daddy, what was it, the snake-tongued Mac Daddy, Barack Obama? Who, by the way, I mean, I might as well throw this out there. Here's Malik Obama over the weekend. He says, I don't hate Barack Obama. I'm just upset that he turned out to be what he is, a traitor. Malik Obama. But that's just anecdotal for you here. Back to the larger issue. So why is it that the same liberal left that didn't want us involved in the Middle East wars, that didn't want us involved in regime wars and called it imperialism and expansionism and America bad for it, but now they love when we're doing that in Ukraine? Why is that? Somebody explain that to me. All the wars and everything, the foreign interventions and regime change that the West has been involved in for decades, that the left, the liberals, stood against, adamantly stood against, wanted you to know how against it they were, and wanted to virtue signal how much better than you they were because of it. Now, all of a sudden, they're for it in Ukraine. Now, all of a sudden, they love that it's happening in Ukraine. Now, all of a sudden, they want more war in Ukraine. So if you thought it was bad, a million Iraqis killed, if you thought it was bad, the wars in Syria and everything else that Western proxy groups have been behind, you thought all that was bad. Folks, Russia ain't Iraq. Russia ain't Afghanistan. Russia ain't Syria. So that's not to belittle the people of those countries. It's just to say, do you think Russia is going to take this sitting down? Why do you think the rest of the world has let the U.S. go it alone in Ukraine? Folks, our leaders are stupid. They're out of control. They're criminally corrupt. And we're being set up for a massive failure right now. We're being set up for a massive embarrassment and failure on the world stage. And the fact that we haven't stopped funding Zelensky and Ukraine after the FTX scandal, the fact that we have not stopped funding and sending weapons to Ukraine after Zelensky goes on TV and says a Russian missile just hit Poland, we need it repaid in blood, and it was all a lie, it just shows you, folks, you're being lied to. It's all a corrupt criminal enterprise that's going on in Ukraine, and why is the liberal left falling for it? Why are you falling for this?
At the time of cutting this announcement, we are halfway into the month of November 2022. We're running the biggest sale of the year right through December, but many of our best-selling products will sell out in the next week to 2 weeks and will not be back in stock for at least 2 to 3 months. So now is the time to get up to 60% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. There are so many other incredible products available at InfoWarsStore.com. It would take an hour to list them all. My book, The Great Reset, The War for the World, unsigned copies and signed copies, again available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping early and support the InfoWar at this critical juncture for America and the future of the world. Again, the biggest sales of the year running now. Most of the products are still in stock, but not for long at InfoWarsStore.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, it's funny, on the gun issue again here, you have liberals that go to drag queen tranny time for kid events at libraries. This just happened over the weekend. And you know what they do? Do you know what the liberals do at drag queen training time for kids? You know what they do? Get this. This is going to blow your mind now. Are you ready for this? Who came up with this idea? Do you know what they do? Do you know what liberals are doing at drag queen training time events? They're protecting the kids with guns. I know. I know, guys. Now that, might blow your mind, but we have it right here. You can see this is in Denton County, Texas, and you see that the left decided to show up with armed men in full-blown military outfits with their guns. There you go. Just freeze frame it right there for me. There you go, guys. There it is, right there. Look at that. They got their walkie-talkies and their headsets, fully body armored and fully armed, ready to go to protect those kids. Now, I'm just trying to put it all together here. So we protect the kids at drag queen tranny time with guns. We protect them from the big bad conservatives. But we don't protect the kids at schools with guns. At the school, the answer is to disarm. Gotcha. I'm just trying to make sense of it all here. That's all. I'm just asking some questions, trying to make sense of all. So that's where we're at now, Libs? Is that where the liberal energy is at now? Is that where the liberal logic is at? We protect the kids at the drag queen tranny time events with guns, armed men with guns, but not at the schools. That's when it's bad. Gotcha. Just making sure. Just got to figure it all out here, folks. We're just trying to figure it all out. We're all just as confused as they are. Again, I want to move on from this, but there's other geopolitical issues to cover. It's just so sick, the disservice the American media is doing, and it's just so disgusting. Because in a way, folks, I mean, it's not to say one thing is more evil than the other. I mean, if you think it was bad what the U.S. did in Iraq, or you think it was bad what the U.S. did in Afghanistan, well, you better realize it might even be worse what's going on in Ukraine. It's not yet, as far as lives lost, but it could be much worse. The only reason why you have these Ukrainian groups running around berserking, murdering people, torturing people, chopping off Russians' genitals is because they know they have the U.S.'s backing. And so they're told by their leaders, look, we just got a new shipment of arms from the West, and they celebrate. Look, we just got $10 billion more dollars from the U.S., and they celebrate. And then they feel empowered to go out, capture 11 Russians, torture them, and murder them on camera. And Putin knows all this, by the way. Putin knows the only reason they're so inflamed, the only reason they're so confident in these war crimes, is because they have the U.S.'s backing. So you think it was bad in Afghanistan, you think it was bad in Iraq, you better realize how bad it is in Ukraine, too. It might not be the U.S. soldiers on the ground doing it, but it's our weapons, it's our confirmation, it's our training. That's what's going on. And Putin and Russia are not Afghanistan. Putin and Russia are not Iraq. And it's just amazing that the people can't see this. And I'll move on, but when you see this, you need to understand what the Russians are thinking. You need to understand what Putin is thinking, because nobody else is telling you. Ukrainians shoot 11 Russian prisoners of war in cold blood. They've tortured others. They've chopped up others. They've chopped off the genitals of others. This is what the sick, depraved Ukrainians are doing right now, while they're bombing their own people, by the way. And you need to know, the problems between the Russians and Ukrainians have always been there. But now that it's the West that's backing this level of it, and encouraging this level of it, you need to understand now that the Russians and Vladimir Putin are really looking at the U.S. differently now. And really a disdain is growing in their heart. And would you say we deserve it? If we deserved it in Iraq, if we deserved it in Afghanistan? Because the left would have said that. But they're under total mind control. And the American media says this war is good. This war is good. War good in Ukraine. Killing Russians good for you. And meanwhile, they don't realize that in the big global picture, the U.S. is getting left in the dust. And that, see, and really, here's what it comes down to. Let me try to give you the practical application of this. What is one thing that the U.S. and the West has always had as leverage against the East, or against China, or against Russia, or these other countries? What has it been, practically speaking? Sanctions. It's been sanctions. And so China's been worried about sanctions, and Russia will be worried about sanctions, and these other countries will be worried about sanctions that will be put on them by the West if they don't adhere to what the West is requesting. And usually this goes relatively smoothly for the West because it was aligned on most of these geopolitical issues. It's not aligned on Russia and Ukraine. It's only America now. And so they don't have the threat of sanctions, folks. Any threats or applied sanctions to Russia or China or Syria or anything like that are empty, in case you haven't noticed. They take those sanctions and they rip them up and they piss on them. So that geopolitical leverage that the West has always had with sanctions over these countries is gone. Gone. And I don't even think they bother with the sanctions anymore because they know it's worthless. They, at the beginning of this, they talked about sanctions and they issued sanctions, but it was a hollow shell. It was a nothing burger, so they kind of just gave it up. Yeah, Russia doesn't care about sanctions anymore. China doesn't care about sanctions anymore. In case you haven't noticed, they don't need America anymore. Now we're in a situation where we need them because Biden is a corrupt and compromised president that gets blackmailed by Russia and blackmailed by China, and so he can't do anything to help us. But he doesn't even really know what's going on. So that's the situation you have. The U.S. is not in control of the situation because we don't have the power of sanctions. And Russia and China and India and Brazil and Mexico and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all these other countries are moving on. And Biden is sitting here, sanctions, sanctions, funding, funding. And the American people are getting screwed. And the American media is not even telling you the real story here, which is that the U.S. has lost almost all persuasion, all influence over the geopolitical world and markets. And now Russia and China and the rest of them, who normally would have to respond and flinch at the threat of sanctions, no longer do and could not care less. And now Russia, who I think for years, I think Putin has liked the West. I think Putin has wanted a relationship with the West. I think he's even been had admiration for the Western lifestyle. And I think now, sadly, that is all fading because of what Joe Biden and the United States government and military is doing in Ukraine. And so any hopes that we had of strong relations with Russia are pretty much gone now, folks. I don't even know if Trump can repair them at this point. When you've got Russian troops getting slaughtered, when you've got Russian troops getting tortured, when you've got Ukrainians chopping off Russian troops' genitals and filming it and saying, you know, hey, go say hi to your wife. And then they chop their genitals off on the camera. And they know that the only reason the Ukrainians are doing that is because the confidence and the weapons instilled by the West. I don't know if it can ever be repaired, folks. It's really sad to see the U.S. just get crushed under Joe Biden, and we're doing it to ourselves.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Ameritech.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Because it's legitimate, it's organic, it's not controlled by the globalists, and so they don't want you to know about it. Powerful demonstration of We the People happening now in Brazil. And the truckers have now gotten involved, and the latest with that is the truckers are blocking off access to important airports and other stuff. That's in addition to the Brazilian farmers that are organizing, that's getting bigger. And then, of course, just the general population that supported Bolsonaro by the millions out in the streets every day. Now, you heard it here at first, because InfoWars is next year's news today, that the biggest difference between Brazil's stolen election and America's stolen election is that the Brazilian military is with Bolsonaro and behind Bolsonaro. You did not have that phenomenon in America. The military was actually against Trump. The military in Brazil is for Bolsonaro. And I would say my general consensus on as to why that's the case, the globalists seized control of the U.S. military for obvious reasons. And then we've seen the dastardly deeds of the globalist-controlled U.S. military. The globalists never really had that initiative or takeover of the Brazilian military. And that's because it wasn't going to be used for globalist operations. And most individuals that join the Brazilian military join it because they love Brazil and they actually want to go into the crime-ridden areas and deal with the cartels. Many of them have suffered at the hands of the cartels and the favelas, what have you. And so they join the military because they actually want to see crime stopped in Brazil. They actually want to go after criminals. They're real Brazilian patriots. And they don't go overseas and fight a bunch of globalist wars. So that's why the situation in Brazil is different right now. And also, you don't have near the corruption of the bureaucracy, which is not nearly as big. And so what do you have is you have the corrupt Supreme Court in Brazil, but you don't have the corrupt bureaucracy like you do in the West that set up Americans and patriots on January 6th as their Reichstag moment so that our million-man march would be scuttled and subdued and then our free speech chilled on the issue of rigged or stolen elections. But that's not happening in Brazil. They didn't have the military globalist control. They didn't have their military under globalist control. And they didn't have the gigantic federal bureaucracies aimed against the people. So the response has been now from their own deep state, which is mostly the Supreme Court. They're trying to get control of the presidency again with Lula. Lula minister signs order allowing child services to take children away from free election protesters. So there you go. So, oh, you're protesting in Brazil. Oh, you're out in the street waving a Brazilian flag. You lose your kids. Brazilians protesting election results have their bank accounts frozen. So that's what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen next, folks, but there is going to be some form of a standoff here. And I don't think the millions of Brazilians are just going to go home. They might threaten to take their children. I don't think they'll actually be able to pull that off. If they do, the military will step in at that point. I think they know it. That's the standoff they have. As far as the bank accounts being frozen, they'll be able to work around that. They'll find ways to work around that, and they will deal with that. But we'll see. I the real standoff here is, are you really going to start taking kids? Because I don't think the Brazilian military is going to stand for that. And I think that if anything good happens, it's going to be the corrupt judge on the Supreme Court may be getting a bit of a comeuppance here politically, legally, lawfully. With the military involved, I don't know if Bolsonaro is planning on sticking around through all of this. But there are still the millions in the streets, and that situation is developing. Now, here's where it all ties in, and this is why they have to have Lula as the president of Brazil, because Bolsonaro would never sign Brazil onto the global government. And this just came out from the G20 in Egypt. Rich countries agree to pay for climate damages in poor nations. So, a poor nation has a flood, a poor nation has a earthquake, whatever. Now you have to pay for it. That's what they say, rich nations. Rich nations. Oh, our nations are rich because they stole the wealth from the people because they're dirty commies. But now that's the agreement is, oh, there was a mudslide. Oh, there was a flood. Oh, there was an earthquake. Oh, there was a hurricane. Oh, there was this. And now you have to pay for it. That's now your duty to pay for that because you're a bad guy causing climate change, which they used to call global warming, but they don't anymore. Why? Well, here's why. South Pole hits record cold temperatures for November. South Pole, record cold temperatures for November. Yes, that's why they said it's not global warming anymore, don't you know? Because it never was. It never was. And then Macron tells you we need the world government. Poland, Finland, and Latvia to construct huge barbed wire fences on borders with Russia and Belarus. The irony here is great because Poland and Finland and Latvia, at least at this stage, Russia is of no threat to them at all. But, of course, the irony is they'll let in mass migrants from other countries just pour across their border, and that's fine. But Russia, who's not even coming across the border, they're going to build the wall to stop the Russians who aren't even coming. So, yeah, that'd be like if the U.S., that'd be like if Biden came out and said, we're going to build a wall on the Bering Strait, or we're going to build a wall on Alaska to keep the Russians out. You'd say, what Russians? And he said, you know, the Russians are coming. So we built a wall on the Bering Strait, and we built a wall in Alaska to keep the Russians out. Meanwhile, down at the southern border, you have over 5 million illegal immigrant crossings since January 2021. But we're building a wall in the Bering Strait to stop the Russians, who aren't even coming here and don't want to because they look at the West as a crap hole now. As does much the rest of the planet. And I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I think we have a great country here. I think we got bad leadership and a lot of cleaning up to do because of it. But I think America can once be returned to its glory. And really all it requires is just giving the freedom back to the people. Giving freedom, independence, prosperity back to the people. That's all it takes. You can turn it around like that. Like flipping on a light bulb. That's all it will take. But that's why they're constantly trying to expand the government, find new reasons to expand the government, trying to disarm you so that they can expand the government without any backlash or threats of a backlash. It's called tyranny, folks. It's called tyranny. And if America falls to tyranny, then I don't know where the world goes. I don't know where the world goes from that. And now we're going to have to be dealing with the next 2 years of Biden, and it's just going to be a disaster. And even if they do get Biden out in the form and fashion that I talked about earlier on the show, it's not going to be good. And that's why at this point, I mean, DeSantis might be better domestically, but the only person that can get us out of this geopolitical international hole that Joe Biden has buried us in, basically a grave. I mean, we're basically in a grave, geopolitically speaking. And the only chance we have, I think, to get out of that grave is Trump. Or you could just say, we don't need the rest of the world. Let's just be independent. DeSantis will be better for that. I could agree with that, potentially. But DeSantis hasn't even announced he's going to run, so I don't want to get out ahead of ourselves. Folks, selling out fast are supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Alpha Power, VasoBeat Complete, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin, Mineral Fusion, and so much more, already at a deep discount, selling out. But we've just added a brand new special. Free gift with every order. Free gift with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, we've got up to 60% off. Yes, we've got double Patriot points with every order. But now also a free gift. And we've got a wide range of things that we got around here, like koozies, flags, sunglasses, coasters, RFID protection, and so much more. And so when you go visit InfoWarsStore.com and you make a purchase, you will be getting a nice free gift, a nice little surprise in the mail for you, courtesy of us here at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's just our little way of saying thank you. We appreciate you. We love you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us on air. And then you call in and you rant and rave about how great the supplements are and how they work for you. We thank you for that. And that's why every purchase at InfoWarsStore.com right now gets a free gift.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.